Welcome to the bonus edition of the Best Med Wellness segment. So over the past 4 weeks, we interacted intensely with Dr. Christou and with Jared Higgs, who is the business consultant at Best Med. Dr. Dupriya handled a lot of the stuff around wellness, but I really think, Jared, you've got some pearls of wisdom that you can bring forth in this particular instance. What is medical aid? What does medical aid entail? And if I've come from a family where we've either never had medical aid, and I'm now looking to potentially get onto a medical aid scheme, what does that look like? If I've always had medical aid handled for me and just knowing that I'm always covered, how do I embark on this journey by myself?
Well, sure. So to answer your first question, medical aid is essentially there to assist you in the event of emergencies, assist you with any medication that you might need, any consultations with a doctor. If you're hospitalized, you'll have private hospitalization, you'll have unlimited hospitalization. And the point is that many people will go and look into the market and see, okay, what is the cheapest option, as you know, the cheapest option that I can find? And they will end up with hospital insurance. Now, hospital insurance is usually around about 200 to 300 rand per month, and it can be a very limited insurance plan. So that if you are in hospital due to a car accident, for instance, you will find yourself reaching that limit very, very quickly, because hospitalization is quite an expensive situation to be in. And when it comes to, you know, joining a medical aid, you know, a lot of varsity students are questioning, well, I've been on my parents' medical aid for, you know, since I was a kid. And, you know, if you get sick, you end up, you know, you just ask your parents, I'm sick, I need to go to the doctor, they take care of it. Now, if you're leaving varsity, going into the workspace, you need to go on your own medical aid, or it's taken over by your company. The situation here is that you need to choose the right medical aid for you. So hospital plans, saver plans, traditional plans, there's quite a variety to choose from. The suggestion is always to go into a hospital plan as your starter plan, because typically as a young individual, you're not sick, you don't need a lot of consultations, you don't need a lot of savings, and the idea is to try and find the option that is best for you.
Okay. I think that generally gets us to a point of starting to think around medical aid and have a better understanding. And you mentioned how young people go into the market looking for the cheapest option that's out there. Reality is it comes and finds you. I mean, we get those SMSs, pay 300 Rand a month and you're covered. You don't even know what it entails. So thank you very much for shedding some light on that. Dr. Dupriya, you're very big on wellness and health. Specifically, what got you into wellness, and why is it so important for young people to even start at an early age to think about it? If you're not moving at all, why should you start moving more?
I think it's so important to start thinking about wellness when you're young. We have changed the environment in which we grow up to such an extent that as a youngster, we never had television or we never had computer games, so we just played outside and entertained ourselves. And now all of a sudden you find that everything has changed, and people spend a lot more time indoors, and they focus on the electronic components that's so handy and so wonderful, but at the same time they neglect the physical part, the nutrition, the exercise. It's like having a car that sits in a driveway that you don't drive for 5 years. You can't expect it to be 100% tip top. And between the ages of 20 to 25 and then 25 to 30, there are parts of your metabolism that you literally park in the driveway. And you don't crank them up, you don't service them, you don't put the right fuel in, and then you're surprised when they don't want to run smoothly and take you from A to B at speed. So unfortunately, it is something in the fast-paced decade between 20 and 30 that we tend to neglect. But if we focus on our wellness and we focus on making excellent lifestyle choices, the rewards are so massive, and it's been so well documented that it's really worth our while to spend a little time pondering that.
So a bit more time focusing on wellness. And I think I'll ask these questions as intently as I do to you, because I've just recently started my journey to say, well, you've lived a certain kind of lifestyle up until this point. At what point do you want to start making a change? Is it when you can't breathe after a flight of stairs? Is it when you can't walk 100 meters or you can't dash with your friends anymore or anything like that? But what dietary recommendations would you have or would you give to students, considering the student budget, considering the student lifestyle? So what should we be eating?
That's an important question. I You often hear this, two fruits and three portions of veggies per day. And then you think, why don't they talk about calories or the ratios between protein, carbs and fats? And the truth of the matter is that if you're a youngster and you come to me and you say, I'm a student, I have a hectic life. I go past the takeaway outlet every day. I don't have time to cook for myself. Slop chips, a burger, that's what I live on. And you ask me what you should do, but you warn me, I can't really change my pattern. Then I'll tell you, cool, stick with it. Eat your slop chips, eat your burger. We won't focus that much in wellness on the stuff that you shouldn't eat. What we like to do is to focus on the stuff you should eat. Because you run out of your minerals and your vitamins when you stick to your fast food diet and pattern. And the vegetables and the fruits will put that back. So stick to your pattern, but add a fruit first month when you go to work or to studies, and the second month add two, and then do a quick salad as a third addition, something that you will eat. And please think color-wise. Combine different colors in your fruits and your veggies. Oranges and carrots, if you're on your orange day, plums and brinjals when you're on your purple day, kiwis and broccoli when you're on your green day. And in that way, you will actually get all the vitamins and minerals you need without reading up or having to study textbooks to decide what to eat and what not to eat.
I think quite a fun way of also bringing it together. I mean, if you're on social media, you're seeing the people who influence us as young people. You've got the hottest model, you've got a ripped gentleman, and he's telling you, listen, all you need to eat is protein, or you need to demonize carbs and the like. What advice would you give to a young person who's considering starting a fad diet? What's going to make me choose to not to start a diet where I'm going to drop 10 kilograms at the end of the month versus me incrementally introducing fruit and vegetable into my diet?
I think please start with the food you like. Because if you start with food you don't like, you're not going to stick to it. So you start with the food you like and expand from there. If you look at the body's metabolism and the way our cells work, there's a pathway for protein, there's a pathway for carbs, there's a pathway for fats. We are supposed to have a healthy, balanced diet. And if you go on some crazy fad diet where you have either a lot of proteins and you skip some of the others, or a lot of fats and low carbs, in the end, and talk to people who've done that over a period of time and ask them what happened after 3 years and 5 years, in the end, they end up with problems, a lot of them. So the general advice is stick to a healthy, balanced diet. If you like meat, then by all means, eat meat, but try and do that in moderation, balance it on your plate with veggies and carbs, but healthy carbs. You can choose wisely in all of those categories. You can choose the lower fat meat varieties. You can choose healthy vegetables, and you can choose fruit that supplement that. If you have the majority of your carbs from fruits, you are doing very well. You can cut down on some of the nice carbs over time, but please add water to all of that. I think that's sort of, if you have one additional component, it's just add water and add more water. That will really make you run well.
Add water and add more water. Thank you for that, Dr. Christu. And just to hear from you, Jared, if I'm joining a medical aid and I've lived my life like that parked car that hasn't had its engine revved in quite some time, is there an initial screening? Do I know at what point I'm starting my health on my wellness journey at? Do you guys do initial screenings at BestMed?
So, no, we won't do an initial screening. We will take a look at your history, so you would have to disclose your pre-existing conditions. So if you do have any issues with diabetes, for instance, it has to be disclosed to us because we need to make sure that we are underwriting you properly. However, we do have what is called the Tempo Wellness Program, and we've introduced this as a way of monitoring our members in terms of their diet, their wellness, in terms of exercise. And it's essentially a screening process that in order to activate this, we need to do a health risk assessment. And this health risk assessment is essentially a way of looking at your blood pressure, your blood glucose levels, your BMR. And this initial screening just gives you an idea of, you know, where am I at the moment? And then we will provide you with a biokineticist and a dietitian that you can consult with, and they'll give you a personalized plan that you can go towards exercising and eating right.
I really appreciate that. I think it like you're mentioning it, if you're going to take on any kind of client, you're not just looking for the financial benefit of having them on your books, but you're looking at the holistic person in a long-term kind of view. Not to say, listen, join us as your body breaks down so we can cover you for chronic illnesses or all the visits that you're going to need to the doctor, but to say, listen, let's put a pause on it. How do we gauge where you are now? How do we take you forward as a person? How do we make you introduce one or two veggies over an extended period of time? And thank you very much, gentlemen. I think it's been so enlightening to have these conversations. The BestMed Wellness segment has been well received, and your knowledge really runs deep, a depth of wellness. A depth of knowledge. Dr. Christie, if we're looking for you, how do we get a hold of you on social media? Can we get your website, perhaps, where we can find you?
You can find me at BestMed. I'm always there. I like the place. I like the people. And just contact BestMed, and I'm a phone call away or an email away.
And that is how you get a hold of Dr. Christie Dupre. Jared, where do we find you on social media?
You can search me on social media if you want to, if you can find me. You can find me on LinkedIn, or you can find BestMed on bestmed.co.za. Check out our social media on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, and
Just throwing it out there. Gentlemen, thank you very much. It's been so fun and informative. Like I said, a wealth of knowledge has been shared through the BestMed Wellness segment.